Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Asia Adams joins me in the studio while Irvin packs up all of his beautiful pictures that he's brought with for us to take a look at. Welcome, Asia. You're going to have to help me with that. Okay.
Abagukuli.
That one. What does it mean?
It means transformers in Zulu. My godson is Zulu, and my godson and my son are the same age, and I just thought they are the future. So just a little bit of mixture and into the future. So transformers, abagukuli.
Okay, it sounds nearly as if it's the mission that you are on.
Absolutely. Absolutely the mission that we are on. Transforming lives, transforming people.
How do you do that?
So we currently give people skills that translate to money. I've been in training for many, many years. I've been in training where people have done, sorry to say, but like business administration, and then they have to look for jobs. And with the digital economy and in the gig economy, there are skills needed, you know, like coding, like robotics, like chatbot development, where people can get money online through the digital platforms. And so all I wanted is that everyone is included into the 4-hour and they are generating an income and not just learning something that is not translated to money.
Okay, and you're looking specifically at the needs of the future. You are upskilling young people specifically for what the future is going to require of them.
Absolutely. So from drone schools, so we've got 4 drone schools throughout South Africa, to artificial intelligence, software engineering, to robotics, to chatbot development, to coding, to cybersecurity, data science practitioner. That's what we're doing, but also it's short, so it's not something where they have to sacrifice for that long, but the coaching and mentoring we offer after that.
So how do you access it?
Currently, we're running on projects because that's how we get our funding. So we don't want students to pay for it. So we get through CSR or CSI money or triple B e-spend, which is SED. And we get corporates to spend with us because we're a black-owned, woman-owned company. And then we get them to fund the money and we get the students out there to do it. But there's always an objective. If they do drone license, it's drone and videography. It's drone and precision agriculture. If they're doing artificial intelligence software engineering, it's artificial intelligence software engineering with a cause of where this thing is going. So we do a little bit of hardware. I don't believe that you can just give a piece of it because they need to be self-sufficient and self-sustainable so that when they leave, their families can then, you know, reap the benefits of their learnings. Yeah.
It's fascinating how you've just identified a couple of areas where drone technology can be of great benefit. I'm sure a whole lot more is still to be discovered.
Absolutely. I think we're still a little far behind and a little nervous, and rightfully so. But, I mean, there's drone cabs. You get drone cars, drone boats.
Drone deliveries.
Absolutely. And then people are like, are they going to kill us? And I'm like, your phone's probably going to kill you, but let's go there. You get the organs that are transported for drones. I'll give you a little scenario, if I may. So they were looking for a gentleman that was stuck on Table Mountain, and we obviously couldn't get involved. And finally they said, can you do something for us? We found the person under 15 minutes that they were looking for.
With the help of a drone.
Absolutely. It gets into all the spaces. It detects everything. You set
cheaper
the GPS.
Than a helicopter.
Absolutely. Mm. So we're trying to get there, but there aren't enough drone pilots out there within, I can say, the government organization. It's not easy. It's like flying an aeroplane. People think you can just fly your drone. No, you have to get your medical license. You have to get all of that. Your eyesight, color, all of that has to go out there.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was chatting to a developer in the week, and he was talking how they're using drones to exactly, with GPS coordinates, of course, stake out the land to be developed.
Absolutely.
And in a fraction of the time.
If you look at precision agriculture, you can take the drone, set the GPS, so you don't waste any of the whatever you're spraying or whatever you need to do. If you look at the importers and exporters within agriculture as well, there's a physical guy going around and trying to count and trying to sample it, and they don't want that. If you take a drone, it'll be much easier, much quicker, and people are like, but people are going to lose their jobs. It's the same guy who physically goes out. If you give him a pilot's license, he does that.
And that struck me about your approach to it, because you're not playing with a drone. You're going to make money with this thing.
Absolutely.
And you're directing young people to the opportunities. And that certainly is the future. And I think that is it. You can't do one without teaching them the entrepreneurial skills that must go with it.
So we try not to let the kids carry the burden. We do understand the socioeconomic status of our country. And we do know that companies need to spend their triple B spend. That's my background. I'm a triple B specialist by trade. I know they need to spend, and they also want to make a difference. They want to contribute. And we've got kids out there that we'd like to help, because for one kid, it's one family. So that's our motto. So we try and get the money out there. We do the recruitment. We get the kids, and then we let them come in. But we never teach them to look for work, ever. We always teach them to get the skill, put themselves on the platforms in the digital economy, and generate an income.
I'm going to ask the question again.
Go for it.
You've got the track record.
Yes.
Is the money flowing in order for you to bring that difference that maybe government is not?
I would like to get way more than that.
Okay. So what would be the sources of funding? Would it be CETAs, for example?
We do. We work religiously with MICT CETA. I serve on the 4R committee for MICT CETA. They've been amazing in helping us. We work with corporate mainly, because I think there's so many amazing causes out there. It's very difficult to be, you know. So I use the triple B E point, because that's what I know. It's easier within technology. Companies need to spend in technology. We would like way more. We haven't really tapped into government funding at all. I need to know that the program is sustainable. I need to know that the money flows properly. The kids need to be paid a stipend, and that has to be successful, because we monitor them after. And if I may, if I can continue, there's a program we did in Alsace River in Klebega, and one of the programs where we taught them chatbot development, mobile app development, and digital marketing, and then put them on the platforms like Fiverr, Upwork, all these digital platforms. They were earning 1/8 per month over 3 months. They're now earning between 15,000 to 30,000 rand per month.
In the private sector?
In the gig economy, the online, okay. Working for online clients. So they're earning euros.
How many lives have you impacted?
We're close on 600 lives. We're 585, I think. So we're very young.
And a projection for the next year?
I would like to tap into 2,000 by 2025. I'd like us to be on 2,000 and do more digital entrepreneurship. We want to take informal traders and digitize their business. If I'm selling flowers, I want to digitize your business so that you can reach out to a broader audience.
And you are able to scale for 2,000 people as well?
We are able to scale. We believe in partnerships. Even when we had programs in Klebega and everywhere else in the rural areas, we used to go into areas where there are NPOs and then partner with them, pay them rental space or to help out so that everyone is empowered in the process. The rand flows 5 times. That's all we believe in. Yeah.
Okay. Please forward me the contact details for the lady on air. If you want to get behind a winning, a rainmaker, making a difference, where do we get hold of you?
So we've got a website, abagukuli.
Now you see.
ABAGUQULI. The is on the queue. and then there's an email address, so you can subscribe on there, but it's admin@abagukuli. Alternative, it's my name if you want to. It's asia@abagukuli.co.za. And my name is ASIYAH@ABAGUQULI.
I'm really going to put it in my to-do list. I want to master the clicks like you have in Graberg as well. I know it's coming through absolutely clearly. Thank you for sharing detail about your mission with us. We appreciate it, Asia, and good luck to you. Maybe I should just repeat the spelling. It's ABAGUQULI.
That's correct.
And you can just Google that.
You can.
And it's going to pop up, and you can see how these women are making a difference. Thank you for joining us today. It's appreciated.
Thank you so much to Cape Talk and to you, Clarence.